typhoon hits a kids' ministry in the Philippines. America's religious tolerance moves away from Scripture, and a radio ministry has new leadership at the helm. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rescue workers in the Philippines say 800 people are still missing after a passenger ferry capsized after being hit by Typhoon Fangsheng over the weekend. Thousands were displaced. Food for the Hungry was affected by the disaster, says Sarah Sawolka.
The place where our offices are located have been without electricity. A number of the communities where we work in our child development program were directly affected. Some of the homes have been washed away. Others have lost their roofs. People have been temporarily evacuated into shelters.
FHI will be helping with food, water, and home reconstruction. Sawolka says they'll be doing that through the local church, all in the name of Christ.
Responding to a situation like this is a very tangible way of showing God's love, and it's not unusual for people to ask us questions. You know, why are you doing this and that? That opens up an opportunity for us to share why we're doing it.
With so many disasters already this year, your help is needed, especially if you haven't given before. Next, there's a disturbing trend being revealed in American churches. According to a report released this week by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, over half the evangelicals polled are moving toward the belief that there are many ways to heaven. Evangelist Sammy Tippett isn't surprised by the findings.
I think one of the things that has transpired in American culture in the last several years now has been a getting away from Scripture and going more towards an experience-oriented Christianity.
But experience alone isn't a balanced approach to faith. Tippett says this is a wake-up call for the American church. The report reveals a great flaw in many outreach programs. Salvation is just the first step, and that's why much of Tippett's work focuses on discipleship.
One of the great things that must happen for a great renewal in our culture is that we've got to come back to a commitment to the Scripture and building a foundation for our lives from the Word of God.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Unusually heavy monsoon rains flooded Sri Lanka, displacing hundreds of thousands. The disaster indirectly had an impact on a response project for Myanmar cyclone victims. World Bible Translation Center's Tom McGregor says they've committed to printing 50,000 New Testaments. Their printer is in the area where flooding has been bad. However,
the place that is printing them is on higher ground, so they're not really affected by the floods, except for their employees have been affected by the floods. They are having a little problem with the paper since it is stored in warehouses and since the humidity is very high right now in the area.
Other than a small delay, the printing schedule's on track again, but the translation center still needs to raise $2 for each New Testament printed. They want to get them into Burma before the door slams closed.
There's a lot of the workers that are out there calling on the people and working with them, and a lot of evangelists that all they can do is turn to the Word of God.
Meanwhile, another Baptist pastor from the same town as Pastor Zaur Belayev has been arrested in Azerbaijan. Slavic Gospel Association reports police searched his home on June 20th and charged him with possession of an illegal weapon. His family believes police planted the weapon. Several Baptist congregations there have repeatedly faced raids, threats, and other harassment by police. Pray that God will use these churches to spread the gospel despite persecution. An earthquake recovery in China is only just beginning as SIM International shifts its focus from basic relief to long-term rebuilding. It plans to work with local believers and officials to rebuild villages through agriculture, microloans, children's activities, and school and hospital equipment. SIM is also training local Christians in trauma counseling. Pray that earthquake survivors will turn to the gospel as they process their grief and face the task of rebuilding their infrastructure. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.